What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Russ Edgington from Muskingum Valley Park District about Riverfest going on in Zanesville this Saturday and Sunday, a free event at Zanes Landing Park. Russ, can you tell us what is Riverfest?
Riverfest is our second annual event, and as the name implies, it celebrates river recreation and specifically the Muskingum River that runs through Zanesville. A lot of people, probably most of your listeners, know that Zanesville is kind of famous because of its Y Bridge at the confluence of the Licking and Muskingum Rivers. Historically, there was a lot of public recreation that took place on the river, but kind of more recently, people have kind of lost favor in river recreation, and we're doing an effort to kind of revitalize that.
Of course, if you've never been to Zanesville, then the Y Bridge is famous worldwide. And the one thing I think is really awesome is to highlight the Y Bridge and the beautiful Muskingum River.
Our Riverfest program basically is all things river-related. So we have fishing demonstrations, craft vendors with river-themed items. We have the Lorena Sternwheeler, and it is available for paid public rides. But for this event, we've actually chartered it for 2 days. So we are doing free public rides between the hours of 10 and 3, both Saturday and Sunday.
For those who don't know, can you tell us more about the Sternwheeler?
It's a historic river boat. It's a shallow operating boat, and it, as the name implies, it's a paddle wheel, and that paddle wheel is on the stern. I don't have a lot of details as far as the age of the Lorena, but it has been a fixture in Zanesville for a number of years, and it's very popular. It brings a lot of tourist activities in. One of the other things that we're doing, and we're real excited about, since we're kind of talking on the historical theme, the Department of Natural Resources is also going to be participating on Sunday, and they're going to take visitors who are fortunate enough to board their pontoon boat and go through the hand-operated lock system. So that'll be taking place on Sunday afternoon, and we encourage people to come out and give that a try because that's something that very few people in the country would be able to do.
Now, this takes place Saturday and Sunday at Zanes Landing Park. What are the hours for Riverfest?
Riverfest runs from 10 to 10 p.m., so 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we have all sorts of things going on. We have things for the children, bounce houses, games, lots of food, so we've got food trucks, and then we're also doing some educational programs in the pavilion. We have the Ohio Canada group that's going to be there, and that is a wolf rescue, so people can come out and meet their ambassador wolf. Obviously, we don't have hands-on, but they have an opportunity to see wolves in person. And then also on Sunday, that one is on Saturday, on Sunday we have Ohio Nature Education, which is actually a Licking County-based 501c3, and they're going to be there doing a program called The Animals People Love to Hate. They'll get to meet some animals like possums and spiders and snakes firsthand. Even though people dislike some of those animals, they're very important to the world we live in.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to with Riverfest this weekend?
The biggest thing that I'm looking forward to is the ability to offer the rides on the Lorena. This is our second year that we've done this program. Last year, due to the extreme drought condition, the water level was too low for the Lorena to run. And we had people from all over the state of Ohio come to, you know, ride the Lorena, and we had to turn them away because we weren't able to operate. So fingers crossed that we don't lose any more water in the next couple of days and that we're able to operate and take people on that 45-minute excursion up the Muskingum.
And this is a free event, correct?
It is. It is free and open to the public. There are some other partners that are participating. There's an organization called Float the River, and they're offering discounts on their canoeing and kayak and water tubing activities. Those take place on the Licking River. And, you know, we encourage people to go on to our website, which is mvparkdistrict.org, and they can get contact numbers to pre-register for those types of floats. That's a discounted price of $25. There's also something kind of unique on Saturday, which begins at 10:30, and they actually take people through the lock system in kayaks and talk about the history of the locking system on the Muskingum River. That particular activity is $75, but everything else is, unless you're buying food, free and basically open to the public. Live bands, all sorts of entertainment.
Russ, is there anything else you want us to know about this weekend's Riverfest before we let you go?
We're just encouraging people to come out and enjoy the wonderful weather we're getting forecasted for this weekend, and basically enjoy the river. This is an activity that actually came up on a statistically valid survey that we did a few years back. We did a survey of Muskingum County residents and asked what you wanted out of the park district, and people said that they wanted special events. So that's one of the reasons why we started Riverfest.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.